I've spent a lot of this morning looking at your recorded discography. Clearly there's a lot of opera, there's a lot of vocal music in there, but there's also a lot of Brahms and Bruckner. Now, without wishing to ask you the Desert Island Composer question, why these two composers in particular?
Well, Brahms and Bruckner, well picked, because actually I'm not even shy to say the kind of Desert Island thing with them, because Brahms is the composer which really got me the most immediately as a listener and also as a pianist. This is really my composer, the closest to my heart. I love every note. Because of that love, I might have conducted it quite badly in my early years. We have in French, qui trop embrasse mal étreint, one who kisses too hard, doesn't hug well. And because I loved it so much, I think it was difficult for me to conduct his works at the beginning because there was so much in it. I wanted so much to conduct it, the love for every note. I believe now I've evolved with Brahms, and it will be hopefully better and have a balance between mind and heart in it. Bruckner is different. As a listener, I first rejected it. Like many people, when I was a teenager, I remember throwing away a recording of his Fourth Symphony, think, what is that? And too much brass, I thought at the phone. I mean, I remember I talked to my piano teacher, said, what is this music? That's nothing, you know. And then I experienced it in concert, which is also a good lesson for me, how concert music and experiencing it live is still unique. And the recording should be a prolongement, you know, something which goes afterwards that you take for a better understanding of it. But Bruckner, the first time I stood on a podium to conduct it, I never felt anything like it. It was the only composer I could say, it feels as if I had conducted this in a previous life. It's incredible, and it's still, I would dare say, very easy for me to conduct Bruckner. So these are two opposites. And granted, they didn't like each other very much to begin with, Brahms and Bruckner. But these are two poles for me where there's one which I know I will evolve in conducting, even though I love it so much, and one which really got me on a purely conducting point of view. And I'm conducting Bruckner now a lot everywhere, and I will definitely play a lot of Bruckner here, so I'm so excited, you know, to do anything in the future with the Philadelphia Orchestra, and this is only the beginning.